organised by the National Social Marketing Centre, and it was mainly focused on environmental issues, but at the same time covered more generic behaviour change matters, so therefore was relevant to us, because obviously we don't do that much environmental behaviour change, though we have done quite a lot in the past with our Carbon Crime Stoppers campaign that we did for one or two NDCs in central London a few years ago. So it's useful to refresh our knowledge. It was at the same time good to look at some of the links with other forms of behaviour change, in particular areas like public health, where we are obviously focusing a lot of work. Doug Mackenzie Moore, who's a noted environmental behaviour change campaigner, was one of the first main speaker, and he actually gave quite a good talk on areas in particular related to scoping of social marketing. And then the other speaker that was worth listening to was David Halpin from the Cabinet Office Behaviour Insight Team, and afterwards there was a lunchtime period and an opportunity to talk to a few people. I had a conversation with Matt Wood, and someone he was talking to, relating to some of the challenges they might face with what they were proposing in terms of potentially widening inequalities. But that would be something that would probably take a much longer than this short conversation piece. See from the emails that have just come to us that, and thank you to Matt McGuire for that, that we are, I believe, heading off to a two-part drink, as I understand, to celebrate and congratulate the work of both Joanna and Danny for their hard work for us in recent months. And I think we're starting off at the Oval Tavern, I believe, and then we're going to head up to the Rotherhithe area to go to probably the Old Salt Quay, which is a nice Thameside pub with a nice view back into central London, and hopefully the weather will be nice for it.
Lovely. Thank you, Charlie.
Okay.